Do you know the difference between a sax player and a lawnmower? Well, of course, you can tune the lawnmower. Tips for how to get your sax players to play with good tone. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
As a professional sax player myself, some of the worst sections I've heard in bands at times have been the sax section. It drives me crazy when I hear sax players with this out of control tone. They're giving lots of air support, and that's great, but their tone is just totally out of control. It usually sounds really flat and not blending well at all. Well, you don't have to live with that. It's not a nature of the beast of the instrument, although some of you may think that. It is something that can be changed, and I'm hoping to give you some tips for how to do that with your sax players. One of the things that I find many sax players do is that they have too soft of a reed. And there's no way that someone can tell you what strength is best for each individual, because there are so many factors. Their mouth, their experience level, the mouthpiece that they're playing on, the brand of the reed, the weather. There's so many things that affect a reed. So no one can say this is what you should use. I know a lot of students start on a 2, which is a good strength to start on. And a lot of students start on a brand that just happens to be the cheapest one at the music store. And that's something I do not recommend. In my experience, the best reeds are Van Doren reeds, but they are also the most inconsistent. So if a 10 is the best reed and a 1 is the worst reed, and you buy a box of Van Doren reeds, you'll have several 10s, you'll have several that are 7s, 8s, and 9s, and you'll have several that are duds that I would put at 1 or 2. If you buy a box of another name brand reed, you're going to get more consistency, but you won't see those 10s. You'll just get a lot of 7s and 6s. So that's just James Devine's personal opinion on reeds. But typically, sax players use too soft of a reed. And if you hear one that's getting this really flat sound that just seems to have no overtones in it, check their reed and make sure it's not too soft. And secondly, something that a lot of reed players don't realize is that reeds do wear out. And when they wear out, they lose some of those overtones that give it a more pleasing sound. So if you have a student with one of those tones like that, ask them how old their reed is. Another thing to look for is that a lot of saxophone players take too much mouthpiece into their mouth. And you can experiment with this yourself on a saxophone, or you can have your students try it. Have them go like way in where they're taking too much mouthpiece and too much reed in their mouth and play, and then take less mouthpiece in their mouth and play, and you will hear the difference in that. The rule of thumb for where to put your lip and to kind of give you an idea what to look for, my teachers always instructed me, play on the red. And so what they meant by that is your lips should be just covering enough of your teeth so that the red part of your lip is what you're actually playing on. Some students suck in their lower lip too far, and so they're actually almost playing on the skin of their chin when they do that instead of on their lip. So play on the red, and the part where your mouth joins the mouthpiece should be the same spot where the reed joins the mouthpiece. And if you look at the mouthpiece from the side, you can see that spot. So if you give instructions to your beginners about that, that could help them with not taking in too much mouthpiece. Another tip for saxophone players, the high notes on saxophone, especially above high A or so, really tend to stick out. So tell them, and this really applies for all instruments, but tell them to get softer or decrescendo as they ascend. if I were to play my D scale on saxophone, and I'm going from a low D to a high D in two octaves, when I get to that high D, I'm using half the air that I would use for my low D. So you could tell them that too, but make sure that they don't slow their air down. The air should be at a faster speed, but it's just half the volume of air. So the air is faster, but half the volume. So tell them to get softer as they ascend, or tell them to use half the air as they ascend. Either of those things should help them. This next tip especially applies to tenor sax and bari sax players. It is hard to control the really low notes, especially when you're a younger player. And so sometimes you may just have them take it up an octave. The composers don't always know about the pedagogy of instruments. And even if they write for junior high band or if they write for high school band, they may not think about the range of the instrument and what level of player. So you could be playing a grade 3 piece, but the alto sax part is going up into the highest notes above D, and that might be a little bit more than a grade 3 depending on the technical difficulty of that. So have them sometimes take things up an octave if they're a lower instrument, or even down an octave sometimes on alto can be helpful. Another tip I have, and this is controversial for some people, I think that saxophone players should start on clarinet. And this was my experience when I taught beginning band. I started with having saxophone players start right away, and here's what would happen. The first day, the saxophone players were awesome. It's like, great job, saxophonists. You guys are the best ones in the group. You're getting a tone. You're already playing a scale almost. Nice job, saxes. And everybody else was just struggling on their instruments, especially the clarinet players. Few days into class, the other players have caught up a little bit to the saxes, but the saxes are still way ahead. A week or two into class, the saxes are at the exact same spot they were, and the other students are starting to get ahead of them in controlling their instrument and their intonation. 2 months into class, the saxes are still at the same level they were on the first day, and everybody else has passed them up. My theory is that the saxophone is a really easy instrument to play. And a good friend and mentor of mine, Dr. Canova, actually did a study on this that I need to pull out and read. He's given me the materials, but I think he was talking about saxophone has the most number of people that you can just have them walk off the street and be able to play something on saxophone. So it's the easiest instrument to learn, but that's not necessarily a good thing. There needs to be a little bit of struggle early on for people to achieve. This is my belief in that. Once I switched to making the beginners start on clarinet, I found that it improved my saxophone section a ton. And some of them continued to play clarinet. They just liked it and wanted to continue to do clarinet. So I had not as many saxophone players. Before that, I tended to have too many, and they were loud and raucous. And the ones who stuck with it, they have become really good because they gain that control with the clarinet. Not to mention that parents love this too, because clarinets are about 25% the cost of a saxophone, and they're easier to carry around. So often, another thing that you can check for is often students have an embouchure that is too hard or too soft. If you can move the mouthpiece in their mouth, and you can tell them you're going to try this, and you can do this with clarinet players also, have them play a note and you gently touch their mouthpiece and try to move it. You should not be able to slide it around in their mouth. If you do, they have too loose of an embouchure. They also don't want to have a death grip on the mouthpiece and reed either, because that's going to give it a really bitey, tense kind of sound. So you can explain this to them, that their whole mouth should be kind of like a rubber band surrounding the mouthpiece with equal pressure all around, and enough pressure so if you go up and you are trying to move it gently, you won't be able to. If you yank it, which don't do that to your students, but if you yank it, it should be able to come out. But just trying to move it gently, nothing should be able to move with that. The final two things that I see often with beginning saxophone players or saxophone players who aren't getting a good tone is their neck strap adjustment. If they're having to bend their head down to reach the mouthpiece, which is the most likely scenario, or even if they have to reach it up, it's going to affect their wind pipe and their ability to fill up the saxophone with wind, not to mention their tuning. So have them do it so that the saxophone mouthpiece is coming to them as their chin is level with the floor rather than having to reach the saxophone. And then reed alignment. This is something you also see in clarinet players. The reed should be aligned left to right. The tip of the reed, when you hold it arm's length away from you, you should be able to just see a thin strip, like paper thin strip of the top of the mouthpiece behind the reed. If you see too much of the mouthpiece, the reed is too low. If you don't see any of the mouthpiece, the reed is too high. And then the ligature placement also. The reed has a brown part that looks like it hasn't been cut. It's kind of the smooth part, the bottom half of the reed. The ligature should be centered on that portion of the reed. I hope that these tips for your saxophone players have been helpful, and I hope that you have an outstanding saxophone section, because that is the most outstanding section of the band. That instrument took many, many years to finally be invented.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.